discipline as a team. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student who is 85. And this month we're talking about discipline. We've talked about what it was and defined it. We talked about different skills and strategies we can use to remain disciplined. And today we're talking about what discipline looks like as a team, what types of teams have to work together to be disciplined. And some teams that come to mind would be firefighters having to work together to fight fires, forest rangers working in the National Park Service, military personnel. Each of those groups are teams that have to work together. And there's many, many more out there. But along with that is the ones that are closest to home, and that would be our teams at home. When my kids were younger, we would talk about how we were a team as a family and we needed to work together to set the table, or we needed to work together to pick up the kitchen, or we needed to work together to fold the laundry or get something done, or something like that. So in our house, as we were growing up with our kids, we really emphasize the fact that we're a team at home as well. And then, we have our teams at school. Our classroom works together as a team. If somebody's talking and being rambunctious and not allowing the teacher to teach, the whole class can't learn at that moment in time. But if we're all working together, we're all asking good questions, we're all raising our hands, we're all staying focused and doing what we need to do, we get to learn what was going on for that day's lesson, and we're probably going to get extra information to go along with it. So we look for these teams everywhere we go. And when we're showing discipline as a team, it is that idea of working together. So maybe at school, you guys are doing a huge art project in art class and it's done. So we all have to work together as a team to clean it up. Maybe at home, you guys are having a family game night and the game is over. So we all work together to clean up the game. Putting things back where they go helps the next person on your team find what they're looking for. If you just leave it out, it might get lost. So it's not just about cleaning up together, but it's also about individually putting it where it goes so the other people on the team know where to find it. Offering to do extra things to help out the team, right? I know if I'm super busy with something, maybe my kiddos are going to offer to load the dishwasher because they see I'm super busy. It's one of those like having that awareness for what people need on your team. Taking care of pets is part of our team. So there's lots of different things that we can look at, but we have to know it. And when we're sharing that with our younger students, our kiddos at home, they're very egocentric. They're very focused on them at the moment and what they need and what they want. And so the more we can reinforce the fact that we're all in this together and we're all working together, the more their eyes are open to what needs to be done. When my kids were younger, one of the things I'd ask them was to open up their eyes and find three things that they could clean up right then and there. And then it wasn't on me to pick and choose what needed to be done. It was on them to start to show that discipline and that teamwork to figure out what it was that would be the most helpful for everybody in the house. So that's a skill and strategy that you may want to utilize in your own home, or maybe it's one that you already do. But for teamwork, showing that discipline is about having your eyes open, being aware, getting your work done before you play, and a little bit of empathy and taking care of each other on the team. And that is how we show discipline as a team. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.